Carl Gerasi is an Austrian-American chemist best known for co-inventing the modern birth control pill. It contains synthetic hormones, which prevent ovulation. Gerasi, who is now 88, is professor emeritus at Stanford University in California. He was recently in Bern as part of a lecture tour on the topic of birth control. What do you find was the most significant impact of the birth control pill?
And you ask me, a man, we should reverse it. I should ask you and say, what do you think it was? But the two things it has done, one positive and one, in my opinion, not so positive. The positive one, and that's really what got women, I think, so interested in the beginning, is that it separated sex from contraception. Before that, if you were interested in contraception, you always, and you were in a mood for sex. And either you or the man, usually the woman, would say, just a moment, do you have a condom? Or wait a moment, I have to find a diaphragm. The two things were connected rather than not connected. And of course, this was negative rather than positive. So the fact that it could be done completely separate, so if you were in a mood for sex, you could indulge in it without worrying about the consequences of it, was, I think, a very important, in my opinion, very positive factor associated with, of course, was that a woman made a decision, not a man, and therefore she was in charge for the first time, really, of her own fertility, whether she would get pregnant or not pregnant, without having to depend on a man's permission, which was very frequently the case, or whether he did anything about it in the context of condom or even more primitively, let's say, coitus interruptus. The more negative aspect, and that really, to me, became only obvious maybe 30 years later. So let's say in the late 80s, middle 80s, and the 90s, and still now, is that so many women, particularly younger women, started with the pill that the men assumed that the woman was on the pill and therefore would have sexual intercourse without even asking her, or assuming she had a pill, or asking, you are on the pill, aren't you? I would think it's a very insulting statement, because in a way you'd think the man, the one thing what he could do is take a responsibility at least for contraception.
And also for sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, that's what I was getting to, which of course became particularly important in the late 1980s. So there we're talking, there's no pill for men. And I think a pill for men would not be the ideal thing for women, other than if you are in a monogamous, certain relationship. Because if it were not the case, the man who said, oh yes, I took my pill, how do you know he did? Or how do you know he didn't forget it? And you are the one who gets pregnant and not the man. But that's a separate issue. But the issue is that both men and women become accustomed to the fact in places like in Central Europe where the pill is the most popular method of birth control, that the woman now also assumes a responsibility for contraception, since she already has a responsibility for everything else, because the entire birthing process occurs in her. You know, the man only contributes one sperm and then he's finished.
Exactly. Women have the hard part. Now, what about reduced sex drive? Would you agree that reduced sex drive is a problem associated with the pill?
Well, no and yes. I say, first of all, no. And you better start with a no, which is a much bigger one. Is one of the greatest factors against full enjoyment of sex or including sex drive, historically, was the fear of pregnancy. And that was an enormous fear that affected both actual sexual intercourse as well as even wanting to do it with someone whom you not necessarily were married to. So that was completely eliminated, completely freedom. When it comes to yeah, well, the chemistry, there are arguments pro and con. That is one of the reported side effects with some women, but it's certainly not with others. But, you know, there are other side effects as well. Everything has side effects. And I think a woman has to make a decision, her own personal cost-benefit equation, what is important for her. I am absolutely convinced that there is no such thing as an ideal contraceptive, and that the pill is by no means the ideal contraceptive for everyone.
So how could it be improved in the next decades?
Well, I would simply say forget about it, because it won't be improved. Because there is essentially no more interesting research being done on contraception by any of the pharmaceutical companies.
But then what's the future of contraception?
In my opinion, the future of contraception is that eventually places like Europe will disappear altogether. Because my prediction is, and I've written two theater plays on this, to really provoke people into thinking about this, is that young women and also young men, but it's particularly young women, will store their young eggs in a bank, freeze them for insurance, because women nowadays postpone childbearing long and long. So if you preserve your young eggs for insurance, so if you do postpone childbearing at age 35, 40, or even early 40s, you could use your own young egg without the great increased risk of an older woman for pregnancy. But the moment you do this, you store your young eggs, then you can get sterilized at the same time. You need no contraception anymore. Because remember, in Switzerland or in Central Europe, the average is 1.5 children per family. These are people who have sex hundreds of times in their lifetime, and 2.5 times or 3 times they have it for reproduction. So you're not going to focus on the 3 times that you have sex to have a child. And in that case, sterilization, which is not very popular in Switzerland, let's take China, which is a hell of a lot bigger country than Switzerland, over 50% of married couples, one person is sterilized, and it's usually the woman, many fewer men. United States, the most popular method of birth control is not the pill and condoms among married people, it's sterilization. Why practice contraception for 20, 30, or in the case of men, 40 years, when in fact you can do them the way I've indicated. You go to the bank and check out. But of course, that does not solve the problem of infection. So you want to remember, last 50 years, the leitmotif was contraception. The present 50 years, there'll be conception and infection.